At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It's kind of a mystery right now, and it certainly plays into the horror of the Gabby Petito situation. Of course, situation doesn't do justice to a young woman being murdered by her boyfriend, and then he eventually taking his life shortly thereafter. Out of what we assume would be guilt, the letter that I'm talking about and the piece that I'm talking about is the burn after reading letter that Brian Laundrie's mother gave to him allegedly well before the incident took place. I don't know why I keep using terms that downplay this. Well before the murder took place, the letter, which has not yet been publicly disclosed, it is still with authorities, may end up being revealed in court at some point, has some interesting verbiage in it. Verbiage that, when looked at in the context of a murder scene, could look pretty bad. But also, if you look at it in the context of there being no murder scene, a mother sent this letter to their son in kind of a quirky, and depending on the type of personality you have, is going to really affect your feelings on this. If you're sarcastic, if you're kind of dark humor, it's not a far-fetched, quite honestly, to write a letter that says, you know, bury the bodies, and just kind of generically. Now, if you're writing a step-by-step manual on how to bury the bodies, that's a little different. If you're using it kind of tongue-in-cheek, it's almost like break a leg before a sports game or something. However, we don't know the full context of this letter. It looks dark. It looks spooky. Is it everything it is? Until we actually read the whole thing, that is anyone's guess. Here's more on this story.
It was a letter marked burn after reading, a message so cryptic that it could only add to the mystery that surrounds the tragic death of Gabby Petito. The letter was allegedly written by Brian Laundrie's mother, Roberta Laundrie, and it's at the center of a lawsuit filed against the Laundrie family. The Petito family is suing them for intentional infliction of emotional distress surrounding the death of their daughter. According to an affidavit filed by Roberta Laundrie, the undated letter was sent months before Brian killed Gabby, and it was intended to reach out to her troubled son during a difficult period in their relationship. She hoped the letter would remind him how much she loved him. But the letter's connection to Brian's actions and Gabby's death is what makes it so haunting. The 22-year-old woman from Long Island was found strangled to death in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park on September 21st, 2020, more than a week after she was reported missing. Her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, was found dead by suicide several weeks later. On January 21st of 2022, the FBI revealed that a notebook found near 23-year-old Laundrie's remains included a written confession letter in which Brian takes responsibility for his fiancée's death. It was a shocking revelation that only deepened the mystery and raised more questions than answers. The couple was on a cross-country road trip, documenting their travels on YouTube when they disappeared. The case was covered widely by international news outlets after a police body camera video surfaced, which showed the couple had been questioned 2 weeks prior to their disappearance. Officers had pulled over their van after receiving reports that a witness had seen Laundrie physically hit Petito. But what about the letter? The letter that Roberta Laundrie wrote to her son, the letter marked "Burn" after reading. Did it contain any clues to the events that unfolded between Brian and Gabby? In her affidavit, Roberta wrote that she used the words that seemed to have a connection with Brian's actions and his taking of Gabby's life, but she never would have fathomed the events that unfolded months later would reflect the words in her life. It's a chilling thought, one that only adds to the mystery that surrounds this case. The Petito family has been fighting for access to the letter, but the new court document aims to stop them from seeing it. The document, titled Affidavit of Roberta Laundrie in Support of Motion for Protective Order, names Christopher Laundrie and Roberta Laundrie as defendants. Gabby's parents filed a lawsuit in March 2022 seeking more than $30,000 in damages for the mental anguish they suffered due to the alleged deceit of the Laundries. The filing alleged that Christopher and Roberta helped Brian conceal Gabby's murder and were making plans for him to flee the country. It's a shocking accusation, one that only deepens the mystery surrounding this case. As the investigation continues and more details emerge, one thing is clear. The death of Gabby Petito is a tragedy. The letter marked "Burn" after reading may contain clues, but for now, it remains a mystery, shrouded in darkness, waiting to be unlocked.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
I think context is so important with something like this. We naturally are trying to find answers to all of this, and anything that looks remotely suspicious, and it does look suspicious, almost in a movie-esque sort of way, though. That's my opinion. Do I literally think Brian Laundrie's mother wrote a guide on how to kill his girlfriend? I think that's a bit of a stretch. Does it look kind of bizarre in the context of everything? Yeah. But unless we're literally seeing a guide as to the exact manner in which Gabby died, I think it was a very poorly timed, dark joke between a mother and a son. But that's what the investigation is for, to help find those answers. My name is Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. Stay with us.